Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is moving forward with those controversial spending packages supporting Israel and Ukraine that have divided his party and threatened his speakership. Johnson said yesterday that he will advance three separate bills providing support for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. A fourth bill would include other policies favored by Republicans. Here's Johnson speaking with reporters yesterday.
Every member ultimately will be able to vote their own conscience on all of these matters, and everyone have an opportunity to weigh in and bring the amendments that they think are suitable.
But we know some Republicans have promised to oust the speaker if he advanced funding for Ukraine without including money for U.S. border security. So where are we? NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh is here. Hi, Deirdre.
Hey there.
You have been reporting on this tightrope that Speaker Johnson's been walking for months now. We remember the Senate passed a $95 billion bill to fund Ukraine and Israel, but House Republicans are divided on Ukraine. Then came Iran's attacks on Israel this weekend and this new tactic to try to push funding through. How unusual is it to separate foreign aid packages like this?
It is pretty rare, but what Speaker Mike Johnson is trying to do is to really thread this needle. He has a split really down the middle inside the House Republican Conference on the issue of aid to Ukraine. Half of his members really don't want to approve any more money. By breaking this up into pieces, he's allowing them to vote on each issue separately. He's actually taking a page from former Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She did something similar on Iraq funding when Democrats were divided on the issue back during her first term as Speaker. It's sort of unclear whether this is going to work, and we're still waiting to see the details of these specific bills.
Well, when it comes to Ukraine, he even went to Florida last week to get Donald Trump support. And
right.
Here is the former president on Friday with Johnson at his side when a reporter asked if Trump would get behind a bill to help Ukraine.
We're looking at it right now, and they're talking about it, and we're thinking about making it in the form of a loan instead of just a gift. We keep handing out gifts of billions and billions of dollars, and we'll take a look at it.
Talk about threading a needle. Is that what Johnson is doing? What does the aid package to Ukraine look like?
Well, we're waiting to see the bill text, but we do know that they do plan to structure the aid to Ukraine as a loan. It's unclear what the terms would be and what the, you know, sort of practical expectations would be for sort of any repayment anytime soon. And also, former President Trump hasn't weighed in on this specific package. He's been busy with his trial in New York. But the speaker is trying to build support around this idea.
Yeah. Well, then there's the threat by conservative Republicans led by Marjorie Taylor Greene, who said if Johnson brought a vote on Ukraine aid alone, she'd move forward with a motion to remove the speaker. So what are we hearing from her flank of the party?
She is not a fan of this structure, mostly because it does include additional aid for Ukraine. She's a strong opponent of that. In addition to Marjorie Taylor Greene, the speaker faced a new call today from Kentucky Republican Tom Massey, who called on him to resign and said he's signing on to Marjorie Taylor Greene's bill to try to oust the speaker. Mm-hmm. She has not moved forward with calling for a vote in that thing. But, you know, we should note that the speaker has a really small margin. And if Marjorie Taylor Greene or others move forward with this effort to oust him, he would likely need Democrats to protect him to keep his gavel as speaker.
Well, and what about this fourth bill that he proposed that, you know, could have things that Republicans supposedly want?
Right. Again, we're still waiting to see the details. It's got a couple of things in it that we do know about. There's a bill that the House passed earlier that would force TikTok to divest or face a ban in the U.S. It also will include a Republican bill that attempts to claw back some of the Russian assets that were seized at the start of the war in Ukraine. It's unclear sort of how that would work in practical terms. Some of those assets aren't in the U.S. They're in foreign countries, and whether any of that money could actually be seized and given to the Ukrainian government to help pay for some additional weapons and humanitarian assistance. You know, those proposals were not in the Senate bill. So I think that the kinds of changes in that bill could complicate the path for this going forward if they do end up including those when it's sent to the Senate.
Well, we're thinking Ukraine is on its knees right now. How soon, Deirdre Walsh, might these bills come before the whole House?
I think the plan is to try to move them on Friday. They still have to have a three-day period to review new bills before the House will vote on them. The Speaker said he's going to honor that.
NPR congressional correspondent Deirdre Walsh, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.